I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joined right now, 100.7 star here by Mark Sussman, CEO of the Our Streets app. Mark, how did you come up with this idea?
Crazy, believe it or not, it was actually a government idea. So we're down here in the District of Columbia, where we're headquartered, and we work fairly closely with the D.C. government. And some officials in D.C. were like, hey, can you guys repurpose your app, which was originally built to crowdsource dangerous driving behavior, like aggressive driving and distracted driving and vehicles blocking bike lanes and crosswalks and parked on sidewalks, which I know you have a lot up in Pittsburgh. They asked, hey, can you guys repurpose this app for the crowdsourcing of inventory levels at stores so people don't crowd stores unnecessarily during COVID-19. And we said, yes, we will most definitely do that. Now, please get out of our way. And we're going to comply, because we knew that this was going to be a problem across the country as COVID spread across the country and the supply chain was impacted in various ways, especially like when we think about toilet paper.
Right.
A lot of toilet paper you use is actually not in your home, right? It's at restaurants and at your office and at, you know, all these different commercial venues that are now closed.
Right. And
all that toilet paper can't just magically make its way to the grocery store. There's supply chains that kind of silo these different types of commercial versus retail toilet paper, for example. So, you know, a lot of restaurants are acting as pop-up convenience stores. There's commercial distributors that are opening their showrooms to the public so that they can get the supplies they need and stay safe while doing so. And we're kind of connecting those people together.
That's absolutely amazing. I love this because every single day here on 100.7 Star, we try to help people find certain products. You know, our listeners need normal things, whether it be toilet paper, hand sanitizer, milk, bread, eggs, you know, the basics. And this can just really help.
100%. And, you know, it's very important that to understand to your listeners that this is a crowdsourcing platform. What that means is that when you go to the store, we don't want to use your phone when you're in the store. Don't keep it in your pocket. But we want, when you come out back in your car or when you get home, use the app and tell others where you found or you didn't find things. Because if you go to Giant Eagle and you don't find toilet paper, we don't want 10 other people trying to go find toilet paper at that same Giant Eagle. Because guess what? That's really hard to social distance when all those people are going to the store.
Right.
So we want people to use the app. That's really important. And then also search before they go to the store to make sure they go to the right place. It might be that convenience store that you've never been in before, but it's 4 blocks from your house. It may be a gas station that you didn't think about that may have exactly what you're looking for. But we want you to think outside the box, start to use the app and contribute, because contributing is the first step. Contribute and then search.
How long after would you suggest that people update the app? Like maybe an hour after they get home, or about how long you think?
As quickly as you can in a safe manner. So okay. When you get home, you know, wash your hands, wipe off your phone, make sure that you're safe. And then you can actually edit the time so that you can tell us, well, I was at the store an hour ago. So an hour ago, I saw this, right?
Right.
And that will all be reflected when people search so that they know that, oh, it wasn't just now, but it was an hour ago that someone saw that they found hand sanitizer at Giant Eagle. And that allows us to kind of give very accurate information to those that are searching. Luckily, Mayor Peduto actually tweeted about the app last week. We have a lot of usage in Pittsburgh already, even in the suburbs and outlying areas in the greater Allegheny County area. So, you know, hopefully you'll be able to kind of search now and find what you're looking for, but certainly contributing is the most important piece.
100%. If you use it, contribute to it. That's how this works.
Exactly.
And I love how, yeah, I just logged on. One of our listeners actually told me about the app Paula, and I logged on to use it, and I was like, oh, this is great. Someone just updated, you know, the Giant Eagle near us an hour ago, which is just awesome. And then, like, Target was maybe 16 hours ago. So if we're all kind of doing our part to make sure we update it, it can be super useful for everybody at this time.
Exactly. And I should mention that we also have a map on our website. So if you don't want to download the app or you don't feel comfortable downloading the app, you can go to ourstreets.com/supplies, or you can just go to ourstreets.com and there's a link on the homepage there that gives you, and that map has more historical submissions than what's available in the app. In the app, we only show you the last 24 hours. On the map, we show you a few days past, so you can kind of see how people are reporting over a few day period. It's important to realize that people don't go shopping every single day. Obviously, most folks go shopping on, you know, Saturdays and maybe Friday evenings now, but, you know, what day is it, right? Like, it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
But we are seeing, you know, increased usage day over day, but certainly there's fluctuations on the weekends. So more people use the app on the weekends than any other time. So if you're, it's the middle of the week, if today is Wednesday, right? So if it's the middle of the week and you're not seeing exactly what you're looking for, it may just be that there's not a lot of folks shopping right now. So, you know, always check back and always just contribute, right? If you're looking for something, clearly you're going to the store. So always, when you get there,
keep updating it. This is amazing. Mark, we're going to make sure we share this on our website and on all of our social platforms. Everybody needs to know about this app. This is just so cool. Our Streets app. Check it out right now. Again, we'll link this at Star Pittsburgh. Thanks so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us, Mark.
Oh, thanks so much. And it's Our Streets, one word. When folks are looking in the app stores, Android and iPhone.
Our Streets, perfect.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.